Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Thunder Basin and Campbell County indoor track and field hit the road for the first time this season as they traveled to Pocatello, Idaho to participate in the Simplot Games at Idaho State University. 2,200 runners from 19 states along with Canada and Australia traveled to Pocatello to participate in the games as well. Starting with Campbell County, they had three different runners place at the games, including Reese Dorr, who finished in 14th in the girls' pole vault. Braden Ballard would come in 14th in the boys' shot put. And Aubrey DeWine would place in two events, including finishing in 15th in the 200-meter dash and 13th in the long jump. Camels head coach Mika Christensen said it was an eye-opening experience for the Camels, with the runners competing in the games for the first time.
Well, it was really good. The kids were super excited to get over there and compete in a meet that they haven't done in several years now. And none of these kids had ever been to that meet before. And so pretty eye-opening experience for those guys. And I thought that, you know, overall they competed well and realized what it was going to take to compete at that level. But overall, great experience for those kids to get over there and compete.
Moving over the Thunder Basin, they had two different runners placed in two different events on the girls' side. Emma Schubach finished in 12th in the girls' weight throw, and Jalen Shepard finished in 8th in the girls' weight throw and 4th in the girls' shot put. Bolts head coach Tanner Kelting said it was a terrific experience for the kids hitting the road for the first time this season.
It's a long bus trip. I mean, it takes you a long time to get down there. So we had a little bus leg, so we had to get off and get ready to compete. And then on the way home, it was long because the weather wasn't very good. So it even became a little bit longer bus trip. So that was the one and only bus trip, but it went overall pretty darn well for the Gillette kids. So we were very excited about that.
Campbell County and Thunder Basin will return to the Campbell County Recreation Center tomorrow to compete in the Sheridan Invitational. It will be their final meet before states next weekend. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.